And welcome back after that short song. For those of you that did not make your way to our social media, thank you for being stubborn. Bernadette?
Yeah, Helmut.
How's the weekend?
Ah, the weekend is very perfect. How about your side?
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Well, today we are going to do a comparison, mm-hmm. and a contrast between, you know, the older generation and the younger generation. Yes. I'll represent the old one.
The old one.
The older generation. I'm representing the older generation.
I'm representing the AMA 2000, you know. They call it AMA 2000, right?
Yeah. It's not that they are 2000 of them. It's just that they were born in...
They were born in those years. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mind the Gap, the only show where generation gap is wider than the jeans Gen Z refuses to wear. I'm Bernadette Simon, your host here, together with my colleague Helmut, your comic relief and your reminder that back in my day is not a valid parenting strategy, but it's a great way to lose argument with a 10-year-old who has Wi-Fi. So we are here to talk about the things nobody wants you about, like how kids do they think respect your elders is a suggestion, not a comment, or how a 5-year-old with an iPad can hack your entire life but still can't tie their shoes. Either you are a parent, a teacher, or just someone who survived a childhood without a smartphone, so this show is for you. And for the young folks listening, don't worry, we'll explain all the big words like discipline. So stay tuned.
All the big words like discipline. Young people, that wasn't me. That was him. She's the one who thinks discipline is a big word. So in case you want to beat someone after this show, you are looking for her, not me.
Yeah.
Just clear.
So they must come look for me. Okay, well, guys, you must come look for me. We can discuss it together. Okay. We can discuss.
Discuss. Here's the thing. I like how you brought up the word discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's a big word because while going through the week, mm-hmm. You know, there were obviously a lot of events that happened, both local and and international.
International, yes.
Now, when you look at this, it's it took me back to one of those quotes where people say, and you hear this even amongst I think it's something that we all say at some point the older we grow,
mm-hmm.
that our generation is the best generation to ever walk this earth, and these young ones are just unruly,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, really? First of all, let's start by looking at the unruly part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, isn't that like every young person's thing? I did relief teaching for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I realized was that everyone, when they become a teacher, mm-hmm. they like, not all of them, of course,
mm-hmm.
but most
only
of them.
Some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They like to say things like, yeah, you know what? Especially when they're talking to the, to learners. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They like to say, oh, you know what? When I was in school, I was mm-hmm. the best behaved student. Bro be lying through his teeth. He wasn't. He's the one that gave the principal a headache.
You have to defend your side. That's how we are.
Do what?
You have to defend your side sometimes. Like, you feel like, you know, I just have to. I cannot comment myself as a bad person like back in years.
Uh-huh.
Especially if I was a learner. I become a teacher. I have to tell our kids, no. Guys, you know, when I was at Elena, mm-hmm. I was that kid. I used to behave. I used to
well-behaved.
Respect the teachers. I used to do whatever. You have to put your side on a good side. Always.
Thank
Always.
You. Now that you brought that up,
mm-hmm.
I think parents, they're going to have to forgive me for this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank heaven. My parents don't understand English. Now, here's the thing. We get the same thing from parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. Don't go out at night. Now, that person that's telling you, please don't go out, don't go out at night. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. this is a professional, you know, this was once a professional, a retired wall jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this is, you know, actually, I get that point. Mm-hmm. Well, take, for example, when I'm married and have a bunch of kids. I'm not going to tell them what troublemaker was I. I'm not going to sit them down and tell them, I went out at 8 and came back at 4. No! Parenting will be difficult. So you have to paint yourself like a good guy.
Mm-hmm. You'll be like, I used to be an intro person. I don't chill out. I don't do what, yeah.
Mom, Dad, if you really were these good behaved children,
mm-hmm.
and your relationship wasn't arranged marriage, how the heck did you meet? You didn't meet at home, did you? Well, no. What happened was, that's where African parents start going. Get out of here. You can't ask elder such questions.
No, for real. And I feel like kids today don't respect their elders, especially. Mm-hmm. I feel like they also talk back, like, you know, let's talk about modern kids and these old school upbringing.
Yeah.
They don't respect their parents nowadays. And especially, let me say, some kids nowadays, they can even share beers with their parents. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, that's the reason why it's... I remember talking about this. I remember saying that the reason why it's difficult for a lot of aunties and uncles to mm-hmm. parent their niece and nephews these days
mm-hmm.
is because, well, every time we go for a weekend, we go chilling with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, during weekdays, we want to give them advice, and they're like, uncle, I've seen you hit on someone, uncle, so you can't tell me nothing. And the niece and nephews, they was like, auntie,
mm-hmm.
You were shaking something the whole of last night. We were there and mm-hmm. having a good time. Now you want to tell me to behave, auntie. Are you, you know?
While we were together last night, chilling together.
So don't chill with them and then turn around mm-hmm. to parent them.
Yeah.
That's boring. Look, my goal is to work so hard, become rich, mm-hmm. and then be taking all my niece and nephews for a holiday,
mm-hmm.
spoil them rotten. And when the school reopens, bring them back so that they can give their parents a headache. Everything they do around the house. But Uncle Helmut isn't. But Uncle Helmut.
He said this. And
if you and I are related, you better hope I don't become rich because you cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But let's just face the reality here. We were all young at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the word young is very relative mm-hmm. because, you are always going to be younger, but you know, there's someone that will always be someone older than you and younger than you.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's just stick to the, to the, more like, internationally recognized age range of youth. That's mm-hmm. from around 15 or now, just to be legal when it comes to things like chilling. Let's start mm-hmm. from 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to go to jail. 18 to 35. This age gap, this age range
mm-hmm.
is where, especially in our teens, we all do a lot of dumb things. Now, I'm not saying go in now for the Amatuke.
But I feel like when I was 18, I didn't even know anything about cheating. I never went out or maybe step out of the house going to chill and whatnot. When I was 18.
Really?
No, for real. I started chilling maybe when I was from 20 to 21 there.
I tried chilling when I was around the same age range.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized that chilling was not my thing. Because I'll be sitting in a club mm-hmm. and the music, everyone is having a good time. I'm just asking myself one very simple question
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I'm doing here that I can't do in my room? Well, if I wanted to drink, I would just have a bottle.
Yeah, and then drink. You drink.
If I wanted music, I would play. I don't want a bunch of people in my room. And no. I think for, you know, for people that prefer, like, they call them what? Introverts.
Mm-hmm.
For people that, that find excitement in crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, chilling is a very good thing. But for people that can't tolerate, a large number of crowds for an extended period of time, which is, I fall in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Five, 10 minutes in a crowd and I'm bored to death. So, even when we host a comedy shows,
mm-hmm.
I'm just begging for that event to go, for that event to end. So I can just run for my life.
And go home.
Exactly. So when I get home, I'm like, oh, thank heavens. Yeah, all of that.
And for me, I feel like I don't really prefer clubbing. I feel like clubbing doesn't excite me really. Like, I also don't like that thing of overcrowding and whatnot. I prefer quiet places. Maybe clubbing, maybe sometimes,
mm-hmm.
if I feel like I want vibes, but not that much.
What do you mean?
I prefer quiet places.
For example?
Let me say restaurants.
Those are the places.
No, it's not like being fancy. You know what? The money that you're going to spend at the club,
uh-huh.
that money you can use it at any restaurant or somewhere you can be there relaxing at a quiet place.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What do you mean it's not fancy?
No, it's not fancy. Because the money that you are using or the money that you are spending at the club is the money that you can spend at the restaurant. It's not fancy. It's not like being fancy.
You know, I read a meme one day that say that if you ever walk into any drinking or eating establishment,
mm-hmm.
and you hear some local music playing in your native language, maybe mm-hmm. just a bunch of fast tempo music,
mm-hmm.
chance are very high the food is cheap. But if you walk in a hotel and then you hear classic music,
uh-huh.
you just know that a bottle of water is most likely going to be $150. What's this holy water? Now, at this point,
mm-hmm.
which I think I think I totally agree with that meme, because I had a gig at Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
They have music in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Music
in the toilet.
In the toilet. What's that for? Constipation? And now at this point, I'm wondering, like, and don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, the place is mm-hmm. fancy plus. Mm-hmm. I don't know which day was that, but they had an open buffet. My homie and I were like, right, where mm-hmm. were we? And boy, do we eat that chicken. Now, those guys were just playing with food. That's when I realized, they're Namibians that are loaded. Oh.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I remember which place. I feel like it's very, very expensive. You cannot even go there with 400. You feel like you want to drink or maybe, and also to eat. It's a Marigold. Marigold Hotel is an expensive place.
Yeah, but I think hotels are just, known for that. I think it's, status. And also if you look at the environment that they sustain, because the first thing I walk into any of these establishments,
mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, I look at the staff, I look at their cups and everything, so and see that, that have got to cost a lot. So to maintain that, because you also have to put in mind the type of clients that you are serving.
Mm-hmm.
If you are serving Helmut, you don't have to worry about Italian, Italian beddings
mm-hmm.
or Egyptian cotton types type of bedding. You know, just throw anything on that bed and I'm good to sleep. But if you are catering to the bourgeoisies,
mm-hmm.
well, you have to go all out. Which is why I think having rich friends must be fun.
It must be fun, eh?
And annoying.
And annoying at the same time.
Yeah, because someone will come to you and start saying, "Oh my God, my mom and I are not talking. Why?
Why?
She bought for me a car, huh?
Mm?
Yeah, she bought for me a car, just the wrong color. Wait, what?
Really? And you're not talking to your parent because she bought for you a car and you don't like the color of it.
You see, now, as a someone who is from a, financially
mm-hmm.
challenged background,
yeah,
we don't call it poverty anymore. That term is very rude.
It's true.
Financially challenged background. Mm-hmm. every time I hear someone complaining like that, I want to punch them in the face. Mm-hmm. Because what I tell them is, I didn't even get a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
You got a car and you are angry because it's in the wrong color. Now, because if this is the guy that, I mean, if he's loaded, you've got to respect the guy. Tell him, how dare they do that to you? How dare they?
Hey, and,
in my head, I'd be like, are you nuts? But, well, because you know, when you go out and chilling, he's the one that's going to be buying. So you have to support him through all that.
I'm telling you, some of us even grew up with some kids. Let me say, especially when I was a high school kid, we grew up with some kids that used to come with their own cars at school. Imagine, and the parents
high
had bought them. Yes, the parents had bought them cars. Yeah, I agree. Like when you say it, it's sometimes maybe sometimes but not always like to have rich friends or something like that, but. What, especially as a parent, you are buying your kid in a car, and imagine that kid is not yet done with school or with studies. Imagine if that kid happened maybe not to make it in school or something like that.
If I'm loaded, I'm spoiling them rotten.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just buying them cars, and then I'll tell them, here's the thing, guys. If you crash this thing and you die, I'm your parent. I love you. Of course, I will cry. But there is no way, nothing is getting in between me and Kapana at your funeral.
Mm-hmm. But the question is, what if the parent happened, like, if the parent dies and that kid didn't make it in his or her studies?
Oh, there's inheritance. Don't worry.
Yeah, sometimes but family members will come for those properties and whatnot.
I don't think you have to worry about that now. Actually, I wouldn't worry about that now because before you, well, unfortunately, kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, we're all going to kick the bucket someday, which is why some of us, you know, live every day like it's our last, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I feel like it's somewhat very confusing. Okay, now let me just ask you a question. Now, if your parents were loaded, wouldn't you want them to spoil you rotten? Knowing you, you would be here with a helicopter. Now,
but I feel like
I think it's challenging though.
It's challenging. Like,
how do you handle that?
Mm.
I know one guy who is better off basically, you know, background financially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better than me. And at some point he shows up, you know, at some point, I think it was about a year or two ago, shows up at our house at around 3 in the morning. Yeah. We had this whole swollen eye. Yeah. He went chilling, Shomuita, and then a bunch of guys jumped him. Yeah. His phone was taken and basically, you know, they roughed him up a bit.
Yeah.
And you know, just a couple of weeks, and just a few weeks after that, he shows up. He comes to our house again, and we're basically used to him showing up, you know, somewhat wasted, and we basically just make fun of him the next day. This other day, he shows up and goes like, I know his mom and I are not talking because they didn't give him a car to go and chill. Like, now in my head, I'm like, okay, they didn't give you a car to go and chill because you are going to get drunk and then drive. You can't see that? No, but because...
It's the parents' car, most.
The parents' car. Mm-hmm. But because every time we go for Kapana, he's the one that's buying, we had to comfort him. I'm like, what? Your parents did that to you? Unbelievable. These parents of these days are savage. How can they do
that? But I feel like technology has replaced parenting. Do you know that?
In what way?
Especially, let me say, you ever notice, like, kids these days have more screen time than Netflix employees?
That is true.
It is true. And that's no wonder they don't respect the authority. So, parenting and technology, it's...
respect for authority. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing you brought that up. This is where I, you know, this is where I basically, you know, structured the whole poster mm-hmm. of today's show. Because, you know, the comparison and contrast of, you know what, young people these days are just unruly. First of all, mm-hmm. at that age, 90% of us were all unruly. We got our behind, especially if you're black, you mm-hmm. got your behind. Mm-hmm. If you're white, you're just told, you know, you have a timeout. You're grounded. That's if you're white. If you're black, oh no, you were literally grounded, mm-hmm. as in you did hit the ground after they found out you broke something. That's African parenting 101. It's not child abuse. There's a difference. Mm. Believe me.
Yeah, there's a difference.
If you're an African, you'll understand. If you're white, you won't. So step aside. Here's the thing. It turns out, where's that quote? I think, I have my quote here. Mm-hmm. Oh no, unruly. Before I get to the quote. Mm-hmm. This, every time you say that, young people are misbehaving and they're unruly, we were better than them. But when it comes to unruliness, well, who is defining, how are we defining the word unruly? Sorry, I'm very technical. So let me tell you a short story. Mm-hmm. There's a case that's going on in court right now. As we speak, I'm not sure. It's weekend, so it's an ongoing case, and it's also a bunch of investigation, where a doctor, 44 mm-hmm. years old doctor, mm-hmm. he's past 35, so he's not a youth anymore. Mm-hmm. Homeboy had some serious mm-hmm. erection problems. Mm-hmm. This is someone that was conducting. He left a patient on the operating table to go and get laid with another nurse.
Yeah.
He's 44.
He is 44.
Which hospital rule did he follow?
But where is that?
This
where was that thing happened?
This is in the UK.
Oh, in the UK.
Mm-hmm. A doctor walked out. This is according to BBC. It's coming from the British themselves. Oh, I love it when I'm using their resources to cook them. Mm-hmm. A doctor walked out of the operating operation for sex with nurse. Guys, here. This is not happening here, right? You know, just saying. Now, look, I understand, guys. Hospitals mm-hmm. have everything mm-hmm. that these activities require, after all, you know. Hospitals literally have beds. Mm. I'm just saying, at least save me before you
try to do whatever.
Look, man, if you are going to leave me on an operating table, mm-hmm. you better last more than 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can't die for 4 seconds.
No, for real.
Like, a doctor left a patient on an operating table under anesthetic to go and have sex with a nurse in another room. A medical tribunal have heard. Dr. Suhail Anjun, 44, and the unnamed nurse were caught. You people are snitches.
This happened in the hospital. They are snitches, man. Like, for real. And how old is the lady?
Unnamed. So, unnamed. Yeah.
So, you don't know. Yeah.
How the heck do you explain that to your wife? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's married, though. How the heck do you explain that? Now, let's say you were married mm-hmm. to a doctor, you know, very successful since doctors are on demand these days. Mm-hmm. And then you find out that, your husband shows up at home and go like, honey, you are going to be seeing things on social media mm-hmm. about me. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not saying it's true or false, but, just know that there's a case coming against me. Like, what type of explanation would you give your wife mm-hmm. to get out of this
situation?
I'll be like, honey, whatever it is, it wasn't me.
Yeah. Like, for real.
You'd buy that, right?
Oh, yeah, but, okay, unless, but there's names and there's a guy's name. And, uh-huh. Unless if there is no, maybe like videos and whatnot, and then you can try to defend yourself.
Bernadette, this is in court.
In court?
Yeah.
Imagine.
And it's in a newspaper. So halfway across the planet, there are two black people laughing about the story. The point I'm trying to make here is that a homeboy here, 44, who took an oath to prioritize patient life.
Was the name mentioned?
The doctor's name. Mr. Aju.
Mention.
Yeah. 44 years old. Who took an oath to prioritize patients over himself. He decided to prioritize his future generation.
Future generation.
Now, before you all start blaming the Ben here, I would like to bring you one quote from Robin Williams, one of my favorite comedians, who also, unfortunately, well, after giving a lot of mental health, decided to take his life. I think that was in 2014 or 2005, I'm not sure. Now, the thing is, Mr. here just is one of those examples that I can use to say that when we say young people are unruly, how the heck do you explain this? And also, by the way, how do you explain things like corruption, World War One, World War Two? Because last time I checked, all these events were orchestrated. Actually, a bunch of fully grown men and women started all these wars. You wanna guess who fought it?
No, really.
Young people fought it.
Do you feel like it's young people?
Yeah, we live in military. Who is going to to recruit an army? You know, an army of 90-year-olds. Like, homeboy is gonna die before he get to the battlefield.
That's a thing.
Yeah. So young people are always fighting wars that are coming out of agreements made by people that are telling those young people that they are lazy and unruly. Like, the irony.
That's why they want to fight in parliament.
thank you. That, by the way. And I like how the speaker kept going. Honorable members, honorable. There's nothing honorable about that.
Yes.
Especially how Job and his buddy were sitting that close to each other. I'm like, you two will have a lot of explanation to give to your wives. Because that's way too close for my comfort.
Oh, they play like kids, man. Like, I don't know, but it's just something else.
Parliament.
The parliament is...
They were fighting in parliament. And all of a sudden, young people are unruly. Hey, get out of here.
I feel like Namibia is becoming like South Africa now. South Africa, there is Male Mamos.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... Do you have an... Okay, look, if I had lawyers, I would say, do you have a Malema here, and what is his name? But because I don't have lawyers. So...
Yeah, you just have to leave it there.
I'll think it, but I won't say it. 22 minutes left to the hour of 12. Yeah. And this is a... Mind the Gap on Eagle FM, and it's just a comedy show. If you take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack, that's on you.
It's on you.
Now that we have given you that warning, let me escort my warning with one of my all-time favorite songs, Good Vibes. Come here if you want to have a good time. Get out of here if you don't have good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes with good times. I'm on a way.
Me, myself, and I don't need you. This is something about them looks deceitful. What goes around comes around, come on. I don't fuss, I don't want drama. You know me and you know we know saga. We can go distance, lasting forever.
Manners don't deserve manners. Bad vibes don't deserve badness. Energy will run out and vanish. Cause when you step in, girl, you have finishing moves. Now we never brother really confused. Them other girl, they are mimicking you.
go away if you are only going to bring bad vibes. You can stay. You can come over here if you know how to have a good time. If you have a sense of humor, komiso.
Komiso.
If you are one of those people that get angry over a lot of things, even simple things like comedy, go away. Go. I mean, I couldn't have picked the right, you know, in any better song, but this one.
They said what? There's the other meme that is trending on TikTok. Come on, those that are. Those are the moody or something. Namu tweterana ndo mapiano. That is no shwambo. Don't bring for us.
Angamu tweter what? Angamu tweter what?
Mapiano. It's what?
Angamu tweterana mapiano. Wait, that's not an insult.
No, it's not an insult.
Yeah, okay. No, this is, you know, this. And I didn't insult anyone, did I?
You did.
Yeah, ingamu tuetere ama piano. No.
Ama piano like a music.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Ingamu tuetere ama piano noka corruption kashona. Okay, we have to go back to music.
We have to go back to music because
Mashwambo is on fire.
It's on fire.
You happy. Positive vibes I will give. Give me chance, my girl, you see. I know your body be here. Sexual healing is what I'm gonna see.
And welcome back, and we are still on the comparison of children are unruly. I mean, I really want to believe that and really want to defend my fellow elders.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the things that we do, guys, I mean, it makes it very difficult for me to defend us. Take things like divorce, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Unruly. Check. You will find two people that are all adults. None of them is a Gen Z. They are both married. They both have their respective partners, and they're having an affair. Like, what are you looking for? Because according to the rules of marriage, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to be cheating. As soon as you start cheating, you're not following rules.
No, for it.
At this point, this, you may be following rules, but now back to Robin Williams.
But you remember you even swear in church.
Oh yeah, I do. I swear to love you and you only. And then he goes on to whisper, but if a hot babysitter shows up, I'm willing to reconsider. Couple of years into that marriage. But look, on this one, this is partly your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, here's the thing. Honey, if we're going to have a babysitter, can we not have a hot one, please? You know, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is, again, back to Robin Williams made that clear, that according to his observation, God made men with two heads, one above his shoulder, one below his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is God, now this one is also on God. He did not supply the men with enough blood to run both heads all at the same time.
Yeah.
That means when one head is in operation, the other one is dormant.
Now, it's dormant, yes.
The biggest problem here is that the only head that makes decision is the one above his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
The one downstairs have never made a good decision. Okay, minus the continuation of human species. Outside of that, Father Abraham got into trouble thanks to that head. King David himself, why do you think he wrote Psalms, the book of Psalms? It's the longest book in the Bible, 150 chapters. Of, of asking for God's forgiveness. Please, Lord, I am so sorry. 150 chapters of I am so sorry. That's King David.
You always want to be forgiven.
That's after thinking, that's after using the downstairs head to think one time.
Mm-hmm.
He had to apologize for 150 chapters. Mm-hmm. Now, who am I? Come on, man. Okay, we are not
going to use it. I remember, let me go away when you mentioned something about marriage. Do you know that? That's why I love advising others that don't feel bad, like you feel like you are single or something, especially to our generation. You feel like, no, I'm single, I don't have a man or I don't have a girlfriend. But hey, the thing is, you know that even those married people, they are still searching. You are married, but you are still searching. What is that?
Okay, you have a point. But you can't be married and searching, guys.
Oh, the way you are cheating, it's like you are still searching.
Man, marriage is a little scary now.
A little scary, and that's why for me, I just feel like I just want to be rich, having my soft life, and I don't know. About the kids, maybe with a real man, with a good man. I don't know how I'm gonna do it for me to have the kids, but yeah, nowadays it's
Okay. The line is 083-288-401. Married men only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. what are you all searching for if you found the one?
Mm-hmm.
Or you are not sure? Or you know. Ladies, let's balance it in. Ladies, why do you think, people break their vows to go and cheat? By the way, that also counts as unruly and is not done by kids.
Just imagine somebody that is getting married tomorrow, but is trying to propose the other woman. Like, let me say today, but today you are trying to propose me, but you are getting married tomorrow. What you really want? What are you looking for?
Polygamy?
Yeah.
What?
Guys.
It's not cheating. It's exploration.
That is exploration, eh?
Which is very dangerous. You come out with, you know, you come back with, no. Shotguns, mm-hmm. Marriages are being sold. Oh, no. There are shotguns involved in relationship nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so, I always tell people that, first of all, one, I always say, don't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cheat. Especially if you're married, don't cheat. But in the event of you can't resist it,
mm-hmm.
I don't recommend it. I'm just giving, some safety precautions. If you don't, in the event of you can't control it and you decide to cheat,
mm-hmm.
make sure first practice how to be gay. So that when you get caught in that house, you can just throw on a wig, throw in some nail polish, pretend to be gay until you get out of there. Because you have to understand that you may make some terrible decision there in your personal life, but we need you for this economy.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't want you dead, which is exactly what's going to happen if someone catches you in their relationship. Now, one, don't cheat. But if you're going to cheat, at least practice how to be gay. And then
But what would you practice to be gay?
So that when you are caught in that house, you can, you know, instead of jumping through the window, they are upstairs now these days.
Mm-hmm.
So you just jump to death. Or you could just go out through the door, knowing that, you know, the woman you are with in bed, the husband is a soldier who has a gun. So would you rather die or pretend to be gay until you get out of trouble? I would go with option two. I'm throwing them heels. I'm not on. Yeah, we're not doing underwears. I'll just go for a dress. So I'll just throw in a dress. I'll throw in nail polish and everything and go as gay as possible until I get out of that. That's when I'll call you and like, oh, that was a close one.
No, for real. You can't be gay. You can't be gay just like that.
Survival of the fittest and the need to eliminate the weak. I'm not, okay, actually you have a point. What if the husband has been, you know, is one of those explorers and he goes like, oh, honey, I didn't know you have a gay friend. How about we do, it to the three of us here. Ah. Like, okay, well, you know what? I was just joking. This dress and this nail polish, it's all a joke. So goodbye. What? No, okay, you noob. Look, if you open that door and he points a gun at you and tells you that, well, if you really are gay, we're gonna do this.
And I feel like sometimes they blame a woman. Like, if I happen to catch you cheating, you want to blame me. But you are the one that is wrong. You are trying to look for excuses just for you to blame it on me.
Yes.
But why?
Let me take you back to something you said earlier. Well, I'm not throwing myself under the bus. I have to say something positive about me.
But?
There's no but. I'm out of excuses.
Okay.
Look, you know that whole practice to be gay to get out of cheating trouble?
Mm-hmm.
When you are doing that, you better hope that woman's husband is completely straight. Because if he's if he plays for both teams and he catches you in that house, you're going to be gay, all right. You know this is comedy, right? Because if you don't get that part, I'm in serious trouble. But no, don't worry. We all gonna be dead someday. So I don't like to, the reason why I like to do the whole contrast thing is because I like to look at things generally. I don't, I don't subscribe to the whole thing of all, all people. Like, take, for example, the most common, stereotype, which is very dangerous in the West, is that, everyone that is a Muslim is inherently evil.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. They're good people that practice Muslim, and there are people that are just bad. And that's true for all races, all tribes, all religions. You find good people and bad people in all tribes and all races and all religions.
Yes. Sometimes I feel like it depends on the way they were raised. I feel like it's like that. What do you think?
And the way they were raised, in what way? Like they were abused growing up?
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think your society basically have a lot of influence on who you become.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I like to look at it from the perspective of, how to put this, you have black people that are good, mm-hmm. and you have black people that are, you know, that can be considered morally, you know, questionable,
mm-hmm.
because of the things that you do. Take for example, you read about domestic violence cases, right? And you read about, you read a case of someone, and this is domestic violence is a global problem.
Mm-hmm.
You read a case of someone that that killed their spouse, cut them in pieces, and like, really, how dead do you want someone to be? Like, you can kill someone by accident. I'm not recommending it.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill someone by accident, but you can't cut someone in pieces by accident.
No problem.
That's just a sign of you being, I don't know, mm-hmm. really sick. And by the way, that's in all races, mm-hmm. all cultures. And I don't want anything to do with Arabic. You don't realize the numbers we use, 1, 2, 3, 4, are all Arabic, right?
Mm.
Algebra,
yeah.
Arabic. So if you don't want to do, you know, if you don't want to anything to do with Arabic, you're going to have to get rid of a lot of things. So that's actually why I don't like generalization. I believe that in any group of people, mm-hmm. men, women, you know, Muslim, Hindu, Christian, you'll find people that are good and people that are just, nuts. So, for those of us that are following geopolitics, there's this guy called, Charlie Kirk? Yeah, was short.
Mm-hmm.
He was a huge advocate of, Second Amendment, which is basically, you know, the right to bear arms, the right to own arms in the U.S., to own guns in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, his death is one of those, I saw the video. I don't agree with the guy's political point of view, but what happened to him was just, tragic. Now, the thing is, based on his death,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of people that are marching around the world, white people, by the way, that mm-hmm. are marching around the world. And look, guys, this is something that I like to emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
When I say white people, in reference to these things, I mean rich white people. If you are broke, stay out of it. Now, here's the
mm-hmm.
yeah, here's the thing. Now, this guy was shot. And then after investigating, they found out that the person that shot him was also, is also white and is also mm-hmm. conservative, aka is one of those, traditional lifestyle.
Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of people now, they're what they call right-wing politics, are mm-hmm. saying, white men fight back. Now, the question that everyone is asking is, fight back against, who? Because, the shooter was conservative, straight, Christian and white, who shot a white man. Who the heck are you fighting
That's
against? Yeah, which is
I feel like, do they have revenge or something?
Like that's just the question, right? Like, revenge against who?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I, if I got killed,
mm-hmm.
You find out that the killer is black, and then you start marching saying, white people are the problem, or Indians are the problem, or Chinese are the problem. The Chinese will have every reason to sit you down and ask you, we are the problem. How? Ask questions, people. Mm-hmm. Ask questions. Now, coming back to, they say one quote. I have one more quote to read. Yay, bo! Now, one of the presidents of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson, while visiting the South back in the 1960s, and the South, this is the part, this is the part of the U.S. where racism is still very rampant today, now, this is a president who observed that if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you are picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on and he will empty his pockets for you. Now, this is a personal point of view on racial division and how a lot of politicians in this part of the world like to use these divisions to score what Tom Lemba like to call cheap political points. It's yeah. all about politics and mm-hmm. has nothing to do with I care about life. But before we continue,
commentary. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So,
not a fraud.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hot, though. I know you crossed a bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed.
I need more time, but time can be borrowed. The only time you have is now. It can be borrowed, unfortunately. Otherwise, I swear if time could be borrowed, some people would be drowning in debt. Red Force would be all over them. Sorry, Red Force.
I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I'll miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I'll miss you more than life. I'll miss you more than life. Ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. That was a
but you can see.
Oh, there are only two places where I'm a good singer. Here in the studio and in the shower. For some reason, I feel like in the shower, everyone feels like they're mm-hmm. an artist. Just take the brush, turn it into a microphone and go nuts.
Yeah. But for me, I'm a problem man. Like for real, I can't sing. I don't know how to sing, but I love like that thing with vibes, like.
I can't sing either. I just cry. Because if you have headphones on mm-hmm. and you play music,
mm-hmm.
You sound like the person singing the song until you take the headphones off.
You felt like you were doing it right.
Oh yeah. Then he realized that he had been sounding like a kid being run over by a lawnmower the whole time.
Yes, yes.
This song is not dedicated to anyone, just so we're clear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you in Walmart. You were holding his hand. We only been broken up for about a week and a half. Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you, you left me for him. But something looked peculiar and I was noticing.
Your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm not at ease. I feel like, you know, this song is for people that are good looking. You know, those ones that are tall, dark and handsome, or tall, white and handsome, or tall, Asian and handsome. But, if you're, you know, man, if you're black and you're like helmed and the only thing going for you is, you know, on the tall, dark and handsome spectrum is the dark part. The tall and handsome, I don't know, Mother Nature was not very generous with you. Then, let's just listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids? When I was with you, didn't treat me right. I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kind of glad that it's true. Come on, somebody. Hey! That boy's still ugly. Said all that I wanted was just to drive my truck, watch that ESPN and do some crappie fishing. Well, yeah, pretty much.
I ain't gonna lie.
Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you, you were winning with me, but something looked peculiar. Now everybody can see your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get mad and have some ugly kids? When I was with you, didn't treat me right, and I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kind of glad that it's true.
Rich.
I'm not the one for dissing, but I'm the one you're missing. Close your eyes when you're kissing. Hey. Your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids?
Okay, you know what? I think every time we are having this type of fights, let's just leave the kids out of it. Like, what did the kids do? Have some ugly kids. Seriously? Mm-hmm. And 8 minutes past the hour of 12. This is Mind the Gap with yours truly and Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the music part, before I get to my, you know, next part of rambling,
mm-hmm.
Let's play two more songs. Well, now, one will be representing your generation.
And then the other one.
The other one is representing mine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Let's go.
It's gonna come. You knew it was going to be that.
Yeah.
That was I have no idea who that was. Who was that?
It's DJ Maforisa. Emala Costa. Emala Costa Mahemala.
Hey. Now, the next part of this discussion is going to be, the next part of this show is going to be the now famous judgment or, a case coming out of South Africa that made the ruling that, unfortunately for us men and fortunately for your gender, very soon we could be running into Mr. Elizabeth. Because, although the court ruled that husbands can now take their wives' surnames. Let's not confuse things here.
Surnames.
But for that, we are. That's what is coming on the other side of my generation's song. Hey, we did your song.
Let's go to your song.
Yeah. Fasten your seatbelt. But before we continue. Yeah. Don't ask me when it came out, because this is the song that came out, this one of those songs that came out before, before Noah parted the Red Sea.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of
Not this song. This is just this is a promo of Eagle FM, not a song. Before you start saying, what song is that? Who is the artist? Ah, yeah. Get out of here.
Expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper.
Cats and the dogs have forgiven each other. Oh, we're still fighting over who is taller than the other, over who is fatter than the other, over who is blacker than the other, over who is whiter than the other, over who is richer than the other. So, in short, we're nuts. You're welcome.
Yeah.
gotta come together as one. One of the reasons why I'm an advocate of let's live together happily instead of trying to figure out the difference so that we can just use that as an excuse to kick the heck out of each other is one very simple fact. Do you know that every 100 years, this earth has a whole new generation? So the people that, you know, people that were alive in the 1900s, people that were alive, that were alive in the 1900s, like the year 1900. Yeah, there is not a single, if there's any one of them that's alive today, they are not a lot. And if there's one that's alive today, they better, you know, they are going to be over 120 something years.
But can someone go up to that age?
I don't know. And look, I want to live long, but I don't want to live long to the point where I can't see what's going on.
That's it. Can't even eat.
Yeah.
No, for real.
There's no point. So from 1900 to the year 2000, to the year 200, to the year 2000, 100 years. So that means for those of you that are wasting all our lives and energy on hating each other today, it doesn't matter who you are going to hate and what the reasons are. By the year 2100, we're all gonna be dead. One is going to remember you or me. What's the point?
I say
let's come together, bring the alcohol and let's get wasted.
Let's do the thing.
Party the heck out of this life before it's gone.
But it's true, man.
Every 100 years, from, you know, take from, for example, from the year, you know, from the year 2000 to the year 2100, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a period of, you know, 100 years would have passed. So then we transition from the 20th century to the 21st century. So, from the 21st century to the 22nd century. So that means if you are old enough to understand this discussion today, by the year 2100, you're going to be dead. So whoever it is that you hate and for whatever reason, stop wasting your time.
Eh? Yeah, it's true, but it's true. Like, just hating somebody, and we all gonna die. We are all graves.
Oh, no, I'm richer than you, therefore I'm better. You're gonna be dead. I have this position in this company. 2100, dead. I go and have breakfast in, you know, I can go and have breakfast in Paris if I want.
Imagine sometimes if you are rich, those properties, you're gonna leave them here.
You know that house that you are just there showing off, you know what, you know, well, I can do this by 2100.
We are really, I feel like we are really struggling for the life that can end at any time.
I know, right? You see, this is why I don't blame scammers. Life itself is just a scam, guys. I'm here, you know, hustling, you know, to, you know, you know, to buy all this. Come 2100, that house that you are sweating to buy, someone is living in it and they are also sweating to buy it. Oh man! Yeah, which is and focus on enjoy.
And one of the thing, like especially the thieves. You are trying to steal some properties, but you know sometimes you are just risking yourself even, and you might even get shot. Just when you were trying to do something, like you are struggling for the life, but what you are fighting for, it might even bring you into trouble.
Yep.
You can be killed. But you are fighting for something. You are risking yourself.
Now, I know how we glorify death sometimes. You know, look, man, I have attended several funerals and I just enjoy the speeches that are given at funerals. He's now in a better place. If you mean a better place, the way he does, he's not paying rent. Sure. But the bottom line is, he's dead. Look, man. You can make death look nice. Death is just not nice. So, I choose life. Is it awesome? Oh no. It sucks. Everything that's not you wants to kill you. So, I'll run away from it. And, well, try to have as much fun as I can. Because I know that just a reminder We don't like to remind ourselves of this more often, but I think it's good for our egos.
Mm-hmm.
By 2100, we all gonna be dead. This planet is gonna have a whole new group of people that, guess what, will continue to hate each other.
That's a thing.
My God, we are so dumb. I just don't see the point. So, I say, while you are alive, enjoy that life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I endorse the advice that says, if that money you have cannot solve your problem,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, chop that money.
Yeah.
Not your rent, though. Not
you
your rent.
You have the money.
Not your rent. I didn't say your rent.
Not your rent money.
You'd be homeless really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the landlord is your uncle, then sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about this whole men now can now take their husband's surname.
Yeah.
Ladies, are you guys sure you thought this through?
They said...
Wait, what's your surname?
Simon.
Someone out there could be Mr. Simon. Okay, look. I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Mm.
But can we just agree on one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is giving the surname also have to pay Lobola.
Imagine.
I
have to pay Lobola to my husband.
If I'm taking your surname, you're paying Lobola.
I'll take it back.
Gentlemen, we got this. It's our turn to a soft life, gentlemen.
Future is female.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We are taking over everything, rights and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready to pay Lobola?
But for real, but a man might just be a man. He's the head of the house.
No! If I'm taking your surname,
mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting there and watching you, if I'm taking your surname, it must start from, will you marry me? And then I can, just jump around just in a more straight way and say, oh yes, I will. Excellent. I will. And I want an engagement ring, by the way. Yeah.
So a woman can also give an engagement ring.
Yeah.
I can propose to my husband.
Thank you. Thank it. Now you're keeping up.
Hey.
Yeah, let's not do that, because if we do, there'll be a wedding every weekend.
So we are not going to waste time anymore. Say it most. A woman cannot propose.
Knowing you guys, if we give you that green light, holy cow.
And imagine if you guys happen to argue. If you happen to argue, I'll take back my surname.
Oh, man. Okay, look.
You have been using my surname. What? You know?
Yeah, well, then again. Mm-hmm. But look, this whole surname thing, I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We make the necessary arrangement and say, okay, now we're getting married. And which surname are we using? You? Oh, okay. Well, I now have to change from Mr. Look, man. If I'm going to marry a black woman,
mm-hmm.
which is most likely going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, I can't read the future. I may, hang on a second. What if I end up with, what if I end up with an, with a Chinese Namibian?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm Mr. Lee. This ruling. We didn't think this through, did we?
I feel like we did not.
Mr. Lee.
Mm-hmm, Mr. Lee.
Now you are at an office somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Mr. Lee, and then a black man shows up. And at this point, the office guy is going, well, isn't Lee supposed to be, I don't know, Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's me. Just curious, out of curiosity, how did that happen? Well, you know that rule about taking your wife's surname?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's how I ended up to, being Mr. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. So, Lobola is on you guys. Engagement ring, also on you.
Oh.
What?
But then his kinder somehow, I don't understand it. Like, for real. Like, so I should give an engagement a ring and I'm paying for Lobola.
Yes. What? The future is female. Make it female all the way. Congratulations.
So I have to give my whole cow.
Yep. All three of them. If you marry a Zambezian. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Well, why do you think I'm working this hard? I have two wives. One is Ndonga. The other one is from Zambezi. Now. This Ndonga one, on the other hand, this one is, this one, what's going to kill me is the wedding, because I know, I know you guys, your wedding's in the north, you take it all the way. The Zambezian one, on the other hand, Lobola will murder me at this point. At this point, I'm just looking for a heart attack. So, seem to have a call. Oh dear. Someone is taking, Eagle FM, good, afternoon.
Yes, Chief.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. It's Andrew calling from Luderitz, all the way from Luderitz.
Andrew from Luderitz. Thank you for calling into Mind the Gap. You know you called in a comedy show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Welcome.
I'm listening.
All right. So, please, pass the bait.
I think with that idea of men taking their wives' semen. I don't think it will go hand in hand with what our elders also, our leaders. And let me say, maybe for example, our traditional leaders believe. Because for us men, we are naturally, it's naturally in us that we are protectors. And in case, if we are in a house and anything comes up in case of danger, it's always us that has to sort it out.
Okay, hang on a second. Thank you for bringing that point, Bernadette. From now moving forward, whenever they sound at the door, you wake up to go and check it out. Continue. Yeah.
That's why we have that thing. We have that word of cowardness. We use that word cowardness. If a man screams, as a man, you're not even supposed to scream.
If I'm dying, I'm screaming, Baba.
You are screaming. Maybe if you are dying, you are screaming for help. There you are screaming for help, But then let me say, maybe you saw a scorpion in the house and you are the one jumping.
A scorpion, really?
Yeah, of course, man. There are some men that does it.
A scorpion?
A scorpion, man.
Maybe because I grew up, I grew up at the village, so that's the, biting, yes, but just looking at it,
but then, that thing of taking your wife, for us men, we are providers, we provide, we give, and ladies, they are receivers,
You are the leaders.
We are the leaders. We provide for you guys.
Now the tricky thing is this ruling is coming. It's coming out of South Africa, and seeing that South Africa and Namibia are more like conjoined twins. This is going to this is coming out of the civil marriage. The civil marriage angle. That means, and also if you look at most marriages that that a lot of people are most likely to get into are civil marriages compared to traditional marriages where traditional norms apply significantly, at least in comparison to civil marriages. So, I think we are going to come back to that. How much of civil marriage is supposed to influence traditional, how much of civil law is supposed to influence traditional, norms, and how much of traditional norms are supposed to influence, to influence, a civil law. All I know is this is going to be fun. I'm a comedian, so it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Because even if you look, naturally, just like naturally, as humans and animals, we provide. We are the ones that provide. We carry sperm cells. We provide for them, for the women to form babies. And then, if you are trying like now to turn down that, that cannot be reversed. A man can never be pregnant. mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what technology brings, a man can never fall pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I have that belief that mm-hmm. for us men, we are providers, and that cannot be reversed.
So that's your way of saying this whole of taking your wife's same name can never be you.
That can never be.
All right.
That can never be.
All right.
I wonder who's going to be the first Namibian to take a wife's name, of course. That one.
No, I don't mind if she's paying Lobola.
My brother. Even if she's paying Lobola.
It's all fun and games until you get into a fight. I paid your Lobola. Oh, come on. Yeah, seriously? Yeah.
You know, ladies are dramatic.
Okay, let me just try to ask this. It's a kind of a funny question. But if the man takes the wife's last name, does the kid take the dog's name just to keep it democratic or something? What do you think about it?
The kids takes whose name?
Are they going to take the dog's name or what is it now? Like
the dad's name or?
Yeah, I think we have Damaras. Damaras, most of the Damaras, they take their mom's surname.
So there's also a cultural influence also plays a role.
Yeah. Cultural influence also played a role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you mentioned something about cowardness. To that point, I will understand, but I feel like sometimes not everything you feel like, sometimes, you know, men don't talk.
Yeah.
We're talking. Leave us alone.
Let me say, if you have a problem, and then you can't share it with your wife or you can't share it with your girlfriend, you feel like if you happen to share it with your girlfriend, you feel like you are a coward.
It will be on Instagram, yes.
No, for real. But it's not like that.
Really?
There are things you can call, no, this one is a coward. And there are things you can call, no, he is just trying his best. He is trying to be a real man. A trying man is always good.
Yeah, it's good to be open, of course. It's good mm-hmm. to be open. Uh-huh. And in such cases now, let me say, being open saves everything. Saves a lot of problems, you know.
Yeah,
but then the cowardness that you are talking about here, it's more like you are weaker than your wife. You are, mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be like that in such cases. Problems, you can handle them, mm-hmm. but some problems you can share them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially those ones that you just need to say it out for mm-hmm. someone can save you in terms of now, like, because you know ladies are good at talking.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are good at talking, my friend, I'm telling you. But for mm-hmm. us men, we struggle a lot to make people understand our point. You mm-hmm. know. Yeah, that's why most of us face difficulties in speaking out.
Oh, come on, but we are very good at talking about who is
winning. Only when you are defending yourself, when you cheat, you will defend.
When we are lying, we are good.
Yes,
you are ruining it for us here.
But it's true.
My brother, I know when we are lying, mm-hmm. we are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you are manifesting uh-huh. to someone, when you are lying, you are giving propaganda.
No wonder they are out of.
That's why most of the leaders are men, because they are good at lying. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and women, they are a bit of they are not so good at lying, because whenever they are lying, you can clearly see that this one
is lying.
Really?
Yeah. That's why we.
And we are good observants. We are good observers.
That's why we face challenges. We face challenges when you are speaking out the truth, because we are not really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are saying the truth, you find difficulties in keeping it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But especially to the thing of cowardness, that's why most of men nowadays are just committing suicide and whatnot. Sometimes it's good to talk. Sometimes it's good to throw that thing of cowardness and that thing of a boy child don't cry. You must cry it out. Say it out.
Well, the thing is,
you can't just die in silence.
The thing
and
is,
you feel like if I happen to do this and that, they might say I'm a coward. You are not a coward.
Yeah,
there are things we can call. No, this one is just a coward. But not all the things we can put on your shoulder as a coward person or as a coward man.
But as a man, you must find ways to sort things out always. You must find ways.
In this economy?
Yeah, in this economy, it's not easy. But sometimes you just need to get up. You know, there are some dudes. You know, you can see this dude is struggling, but then he's also just waking up, go in bed and do nothing about it, man. You gotta do something about it. You gotta die trying, you know?
So, yeah, I like that statement. Die trying.
Die trying instead of just, okay, now you are going through a lot. You are going through a lot. What are you doing about it? You know, you are just quiet. Okay, if you are now not speaking out, do something, man. Do something. There are a lot of things you can do in this. You know, it's only the fact that you are trying to be shameful. You know, I feel like you see those guys that sell things on the street. Those are the strongest guys. Those people deserve a lot of blessings. You know, those people are trying. You can clearly see this. You can clearly see that this person is going through a lot, but then yet the person still woke up and go do something. Even if it's like a small business, maybe the person is selling, those Chinatown stuff just to get something, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. As a man, you must die trying. Don't just lay down in bed and say you are going through a lot. Now that you're going through a lot, do something about it, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much, Andrew. And I would like to say have a blessed day ahead.
All right. Thank you. Likewise, man. Yeah. Okay. Blessed day ahead, too.
Thank you.
You know, there are cultures, I'm glad Andrew brought up the cultural aspect of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, though. I've also come to learn that in some parts of Asia, especially Mongolia, they have an interesting way of practicing marriage. That part of the world, there's something that's where you find something. I think if you look up the example of where polyandry is practiced, you'll find that polyandry is practiced in some parts of Asia. I'm not sure about other parts of the world, but I know that some parts of Asia, that's way. That's one of those easiest examples that pops up every time I look up polyandry. This is where, this is a practice of, it's more like polygamy, but the opposite, where you have one wife with two, three, four husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, yeah, well, now that's going to be confusing. Now, if they were all to take, I'm not saying we are going to implement Namibian laws in Mongolia.
Mm-hmm.
If all three husbands now.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is where polygamy now comes in. So if you have two wives now, whose surname are you going to take?
That's the thing now. Yeah.
I think we can sort this out. If you have two wives, one now take. I'm just gonna use myself, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have Nalisa and Moneni. Right. This is going to be a tricky one. So, whose surname am I taking? I didn't think of it, in case of myself. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Lisa, Nanny.
Something somehow.
Na Moneni. Mona Lisa, aye. No.
Yeah, just what if her last name is just something wild, like a dragon, something like that?
I don't think this is gonna be
a marriage. It's that is a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, nope, no, not doing it. look, I'm willing to consider it if we are paying Lobola.
Mm.
But the problem is we will just get in a disagreement over one simple thing. And the whole world will know that I paid for your Lobola. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm still willing to.
But you are also paying Mimos. You are also paying the Lobola as a man.
No.
Only me that I'm.
Well, I'm taking your surname. This is how it works.
So it's only me that's going to pay the Lobola. And for you, you're not going to do the same thing.
I'm so glad you're getting it. What? You just want to give me a surname without, you know, at least backing it up with some kettle.
That is really identity theft.
No, it's identity donation. You donated.
No, for real. So it seems like everything is going to be on our shoulders now.
Thank you. The future is female. Well, you
were. But who came up with it?
It was, I think it was a couple that, that sued the heck out of each other in South African, in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the ruling is, the ruling out of that case is the one that in now set the precedence of, if you reach that agreement, you can, from now moving forward, men can take their wife's surnames. The law was introduced in South Africa, years of white majority rule. This is now they are just looking at the history of the whole, only women can take their surnames, surnames.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two couple who aged that the law was archaic and patriarchal, as fancy was saying old, violated equality rights enshrined in the, in the constitution. That's chapter three, chapter three for Namibia. They successfully challenged the law in a lower court, but asked the constitutional court to confirm its ruling. Now that's because everything constitutional is ruled and enforced in the Supreme Court level, at least here in Namibia. Now the constitutional court noted that in many African cultures, women retained their birth names after marriage and children often took their mother's clan name. Many African cultures, not all, they're just saying many. But this changed after the arrival of European colonizers. Of course, it's going to be colonized.
But is it really a progress or the men just lose the best?
It's, one thing I like about this case is that it's bringing us to, like, the olden way. Because a lot of us have not actually asked ourselves, like, how were these things before before European influence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't ask ourselves that.
Yeah.
That.
But, just imagine, like, in 50 years, are we all just gonna use, or have one long last name that sounds like, a Wi-Fi password?
Most likely. Unless your Wi-Fi is 1234, then you are not in that category. Your Wi-Fi password is 1. Now the thing is, then they go on to explain that, the custom that wife takes husband's surname existed in Roman Dutch law, and of course this is not rocket science, and in this way was introduced into South Africa because we use a combination of Roman Dutch law and English common law. Big thanks to the, Cape, blah, 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 long story. The custom also comes into existence as a result of legislations that was introduced by countries that colonized African countries. This is now sub-Saharan Africa. Now, the court added that South Africa had made a significant advancement in gender equality. Of course it has. But some laws and practices that perpetuated harmful stereotypes still remain in place. Now, the thing is, they are not saying that it's going to be a case whether you like it or not. It's, you still have to basically reach an agreement. You have to understand that even before this ruling, women, even if you look at it in a in an old civil law case before this ruling was made, women could still, decide to keep their surname. Or, we could get married and you could keep your surname.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people watched, watch movies, but, this is the same thing that you also see. You know, this is the same thing that was also like slightly like, you know, just in a snippet referenced in 50 Shades of Grey Freed.
Yeah, no?
Yeah.
And, but somewhere funny, Kinta, just imagine your in-laws, come visit. They come to visit. Oh, look, it's little Danny and Mr. Sarah.
Mr. Sarah. Guys, it's surnames. No, Sarah. Says, but look, guys, if you're black and you are going to have this, for some reason, you are praying for a husband, and God feels like a short comedian Kavango is the right husband for you. Please, please come with an African surname.
No, those ones, long ones in Ojuampo.
Those are the names that I'm, those are the names, when I go abroad, especially to non-African countries, I don't want people to look at me and go like, your surname is Johannes Helmut.
Ndapandula.
Okay. Why does that sound female? No, we're not going with Ndapandula, that's for sure. No, find a male one. Sene. That's traditional.
Okay. Let me say.
Yeah. Not Erastus, that's a surname, but very Western influence. We're talking about Western influence here, right? So let's come back to, let's think Africa here. Let's think Africa here. So I'm thinking, Ekanjo. Now, that. I'll take that if she's paying Lobola. I'm really hoping Herta is not listening.
Oh, you said what?
I used Herta as a terrible example. Actually, excellent example. And now, who is here? Moneni? I'll consider that one. Because.
Moneni.
Yeah, it's reflecting Africa. Yep.
That name is a. Is it a Bambo name or?
It sounds like.
Moneni Mos.
Doesn't it sound like Luke?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
Now, if you are going to, that means if you marry if you are a guy and you find yourself with a, Chinese Namibian, Japanese Namibian, German Namibians, get ready to be called Mr. Schnitzel.
But
you're black.
Okay, let's look on my surname. Will you be happy if you happen to happen, if you happen to have my surname, but Simon is fine. That's a cute Simon, name. Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's a cute name. But I'm black. I can't walk around with Simon Helmut. that's why I like, I like the Mahongo part to remind me that first I'm black. But, there's a hairy one now.
Are you rebuking or you want it?
What? If she has cattle, I'm not rebuking. If she doesn't have cattle, I'm rebuking.
Oh, if she has cattle.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't have, you are rebuking.
Lobola Benedetti, keep up.
You guys are, you now want to make it like, you guys want to benefit from us now.
You are killing, you know what? Whoever came up with this whole, the future is female. Thank you. Soft lifetime, Bob. Soft lifetime. 7 minutes before we hit the end of Mind the Gap. And if you just tuned in, it's a comedy show. Just laugh and leave everything here. We're going to take a quick break and then sign out on the other side with some cool music. Yeah, you are paying for everything. Lobola, tuxedo, you name it, and all that. What?
So everything is just going to be on my shoulder. That's really something.
The future
else.
Is female.
It seems like. So let me be the leader now.
Guys, you are taking
charge.
I'm
going to be the leader. I'm going to be the head of the house. Yes, I must be the head of the house. Not you anymore.
Well,
it's
okay,
true.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, what does it mean though to be the head of the house?
Because
I'm not cooking for you, unless you wanna throw up because I'm a terrible cook.
Because it seems like I'm the man now. I'm the provider.
As long as you don't go, you know, for surgery and change your hardware to look like mine, I'm good.
Yeah, guys.
What?
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Keisha. One love. Mm-hmm. With, you know, different surnames.
Mm-hmm.
When I get older, I jump up to the sky and talk to the stars about you. When I get deeper, I dive to the bottom of the seas and get these pearls for you, baby. Cause I got one love, and I can love you for the rest of my life.
One love, baby, I will love you for the rest of my life. Point of correction, until the babysitter shows up. 3 minutes to the end of Mind the Gap. Let's shake things up. Shake what your mama gave you. I don't know where I got that, but leave me alone. You make me feel brand new. You make me feel young.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this should be a national anthem, or more like a, you know, this should be a Ben 10 anthem. You know, when your blesser blesses you with a vrupa, and now you are just in an open highway, just driving with that song blasting, minding them that, well, I'm here to make you feel brand new. Thank you very much for the vrupa and the PlayStation. I will take it from here. Thank you very much. Actually, mm-hmm. Well, even if you are a lady and you have a blesser, this is your song for you. Make him feel brand new. Don't give him a heart attack. If he dies on top of you, that's a whole murder case you are looking at. But make her not ruin other people's relationship, who? Mzanzi for ya. That basically brings us to the end of Mind the Gap. Mm-hmm. Bernadette.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for accepting
mm-hmm.
the new reality that you guys could be paying Lobola from now on.
Okay, but I'll never agree with it.
Why?
Rather, okay, it's better for me to stay single.
You know, buy yourself a dress and then buy me a tux.
Oh, yeah, it's something else. Yeah, okay, dear listeners, thanks for hanging with us. We'll be back next week or next time with more. Some loves and definitely no life advice. Peace out.
Don't take any of my life or relationship advice. Oh, fine. And don't make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Until next week, Sunday, you'll have a blessed final hours of the weekend.
Right.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up.